Blog Talk Radio.
Are you looking to take your social technology strategies to the next level? Then do we have a show for you. Social Geek Radio co-hosts AK Stout and Deb Evans chat weekly with innovative technology folks who share their experiences, tips, and tricks to help you take your business to the next level. Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Saying It Social and Deb Evans Consulting, LLC. To learn more about their unique services, including but not limited to speaking, consulting, and training, visit AK Stout and DebEvansConsulting.com.
AK, that's us. We're live now. Are you still getting used to hearing your name mentioned by that gentleman?
Yes. It's always like, oh, hi, that's me.
That's you. And this is Deb. So it is another Social Geek Radio night with all the typical technical and fun audio issues, but and I can't see anybody in the chat room, so I don't know if they're hearing us loud and clear tonight.
Yeah, well, so people will have to tweet to us if they can't hear us. So just tweet.
If they can't hear us, to tweet us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's like the mistake I make when I'm doing my webinars. I'm like, if you can't hear me, let me know so I can call you.
Yeah, that doesn't work that way, but we'll see. Yeah. So we'll assume that they can hear us. I'm sure we have such a large live audience tonight because we just do. We're geeks.
We can send out some text messages.
We could, the traditional way, or pick up our phones. But so we've got a lot going on next week and what prompted the topic for tonight's show.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to have to tell everybody because you're way more immersed into everything. That I'm just like, whatever Deb's doing, I'm doing.
You're there too. Okay.
Yeah.
So we will be hitting Atlanta on Monday. I almost said February, where that came from, I don't know. Monday, May 13th, and we'll start FranCamp with a Charity Miles Walk. And since we're talking about how to promote events through social media, one of the things that, since we've met Gene Gerkoff and did Charity Miles, I don't think I've gone to a conference yet that either I've organized or participated in that I haven't tried to schedule a Charity Miles Walk to go along with it. So everybody should download Charity Miles from charitymiles.org, pick a charity of your choice, and just hit the streets and start walking. And it is a lot of fun. One of the things about the Monday walk, we'll meet at Lowe's Hotel in Atlanta, so everybody's invited. It's certainly an open event. If you've downloaded the app and you are an iPhone user or you use it on your iPad, I'd like for people to join our team. And the team is Any Lab Test Now. And you can find the teams from the profile. If you've not updated your Charity Miles app in a while, you should update it because now you can do teams, but it is in beta. So you can't be on our team, can you, AK, because you have a droid, don't you?
Oh, yes.
I know. That's okay.
Yeah, in spirit team member.
Yes, you can say you're on our team, but yeah, we're testing it. So I have a couple of folks that are testing it now with the iPhones, and Clarissa Bradstock, who's the CEO of AnyLab Test Now, will certainly be walking with us, and I think we're going to have several others. And I know you saw these tweets last week and Google Plus messages and the other Deb Dobson, who used to be in Kansas City, who is now in Atlanta. Who knew until last weekend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought she was just visiting. I didn't know she moved there.
She moved there. She apparently moved there about a year ago. So been longer than that than she's been on our show. And she happened to see the Google Plus event that I decided to reshare over the weekend. I think that was Sunday. It was like a very odd Sunday morning. I just decided to throw some things out there. And she saw it, and then we started messaging and actually picked up the phones and called each other. She is in Atlanta, and her office is next door to the Lowe's Hotel.
Very cool. That's very convenient for us.
It is very convenient. So we'll start the brand camp with the Charity Miles Walk. And then and when we're done walking, and Deb Dobson and Clarissa will show us around Atlanta a little bit, we'll do our tweet up, which if you ever go to a franchising event that Jack Munson from Engage One-to-One has been part of, he always coordinates a tweet up. And the tweet up will start about 7:30. Get there whenever you can. At the Bar 11 at the Lowe's Hotel.
Okay, very cool.
It really looks like a fun place to be. Have you been to Atlanta before?
No, I have not.
Oh, very fun. Yeah, I've been, it's you're going to love it. You're going to have some grits, right? You're going to eat grits when you're in Atlanta?
Of course.
Oh, all right.
I like all that Southern cooking.
Yeah, well, yeah, in Baltimore, you have grits. So those are the Monday events to get to know everybody that's coming. And then we kick off on Monday or Tuesday morning for the official Fran Camp. And registration can be found at thefranchise.org and look for Fran Camp under events. And we've got some pretty cool speakers from Google and Yelp and Wire Magazine. So from out of the UK. So we'll be in Lowe's Hotel for a Fran Camp all day Tuesday and all day Wednesday.
That's awesome. Very exciting. And everybody who cannot make it will be able to follow us with the Fran Camp hashtag because I will be fervently tweeting.
That's right. And I'm assuming you're going to post some updates on Google Plus as well?
Oh, we've got Google Plus, we've got Twitter, we've got live blogging, we'll do Facebook, you name it. If you can find us, you'll be able to see what we're up to.
Yeah, so they just have to know to follow us. So everybody should know, they should be following AKStout18 or DebCE on Twitter. And then just go to our Facebook page. You'll find all of our profiles. But so we were talking about, you know, about the upcoming event and the different things that we could be doing in preparation for the event. Google Plus has been one that I've used quite on a regular basis now before this event and then before the IFA convention, where I did some interviews on Google Plus and recorded it. So anybody that is a Google Plus user, you know you can do Hangouts, and then you can record your Hangouts and Hangouts on air, mm-hmm. and it goes to YouTube. And it's been fun, and I've heard a lot of other folks are starting to use that too to interview speakers and learn more about you know, the events coming up. So it's been fun.
Yeah. So I've been closely monitoring the hashtag and trying to retweet everything. So we get more people using that, both because you can view, you know, the hashtag on Google Plus and Twitter. And actually, for everybody who's interested in not having to go back and forth between Google Plus and Twitter, if you go to Topsy.com and you do a hashtag search, it pulls from both Google Plus and Twitter. So you can see all of the posts and the tweets from both of those right on there. That's topsy.com.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, so I like that for looking at both of those.
Cool. And then one of the other things that I've used is, especially for Fran Camp, and I guess for the New York walk when we did the Charity Miles in New York, is the site that you introduced us to a long time ago, which is SMORE, S-M-O-R-E. I really like that one a lot more than I always have.
Yeah, I mean, it looks so nice and it's so easy to use. Yeah, that's a great one. And I think it's cool you get to see how many people who have looked at it and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, in fact, I almost maxed out on one of my SMORE flyers because they...
I guess it goes over a certain amount?
2,000.
Oh, wow.
And it's I know. It's like, whoa. Here's what it is, not the views, but how many you can send. And I was doing one of the Houston, I think it was either Frank Camp or the Houston Franchise Business Network meeting. I forget which one. But I sent it out and didn't realize my database was so large. And it's for 1 month. So I sent it out in in March, and then it's like, okay, I'm waiting for the 1st of April so I can send it out again with an update. But I do like it that you can go back in this more, and if you get speakers or any additional information, you can edit that flyer and keep it very up to date. It's very robust. The only thing I don't like about it is you can't get a vanity URL.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you'd have to make a bit.ly URL to make it smaller.
Yeah, but other than that, no complaints.
So just to direct everybody to it, but what I'll do is I'll tweet it out right now so everybody can see our small flyer and we put it up on our Facebook page.
Yes. Yeah, I'll have to put it on because I had it on there. And we do have a Fran Camp Facebook page, but yes. So, yeah, you did the Social Geek Radio on S'more.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very good. So, promoting events, what other great tools do we have?
Let's see. Let me go to the list. Oh, I can't get into social media.
Well, I have it here in front of me. So, the one that, and I'm not sure, wondering if you've used it yet, is HereOnBiz.
I wasn't on the show where what's his name, Nick, that you had on?
Nick Smoot, and Nick Smoot was on. I've used it a lot. I like it because HereOnBiz, again, it's a free app. It's like Foursquare when you check in to an event or usually I check in when I'm going to a business trip. It links directly to LinkedIn. So Foursquare, when you check in, you can tweet it and put it on Facebook. While with HereOnBiz, it goes to your LinkedIn status update. It's cool. I do like it. And a couple of times, I've traveled and I've checked, used HereOnBiz, and then you can name your event. So we're going to Frank Camp in Atlanta. As soon as I arrive in Atlanta, if you've not done it, I'll check in on HereOnBiz, and it'll say, is your event listed? And if it's not, then I'll type in FranCamp. And then others that are using HereOnBiz and checking in, I have to remember to remind folks that are coming in for FranCamp that they can use HereOnBiz. Then they, too, can, check into that event.
Okay, I remember at the time it was only for iPhone. Do you know if it's on Android now?
I believe it is on Android.
Oh, cool.
I think so. I'm pretty sure it is.
Now, does that, I'm going to look it up now. Does that do anything with helping, you may have just said this when I was too excited
about
finding out whether or not I could get it. But does it do anything with helping you connect with the people that you're meeting on LinkedIn?
What it'll say is that others are here.
Okay.
At their time. What HereOnBiz actually does too is you can see if any of your connections, they may not be there for that event, but if any of your connections on LinkedIn are in that city at that time or in that city at all.
Oh, okay.
So I apologize to whoever it was, but I was traveling and I checked on HereOnBiz and they saw it and then they popped me a message. And I asked, I said, oh, did you see it, in a check-in at Foursquare? And they said, no, I saw it on your LinkedIn status update and you used HereOnBiz. And it's like, yes, I did. So it's a professional check-in.
That was something. I always wonder if people read those. I feel like I don't post to mine a ton, maybe a couple of times a week. But I tweeted today about our show tonight, right now. Mm-hmm. Jen Dobson, interestingly enough, shared my LinkedIn status. So I want to publicly thank her for actually paying attention to LinkedIn status updates and also sharing it.
I think LinkedIn in general is getting more use, and I'm finding that I'm getting notified a lot more often than I've been before of people liking my status update or sharing my status update. you know, when you'd like to. So I'm trying my best to get in a habit of using LinkedIn and going to LinkedIn to see what everybody's doing and see what's going on and what they're posting, because it really is, it's very busy right now.
Yeah. And I did. I took a LinkedIn course somebody invited me to, probably about a month or so now. And there's just, like, so much more I think all of us could be doing with LinkedIn than we actually are. I mean, I know about LinkedIn and I train LinkedIn and I use it a lot. But just, like, the tips and stuff I was getting from this guy or stuff, I was like, gosh, I really need to spend more time with this.
It's amazing. It is, and they've got the mobile apps, and then they have the newest one, the contacts. Did you download that?
I have not downloaded that yet, but I definitely want to.
I like it. I like that one a lot because all of my contacts are right now in the contacts folder on my phone, that if I need to send an email and it's like, oh, you know, what's their email address? I know I'm connected to on LinkedIn. I don't have to go to the LinkedIn app. I don't have to go to my computer. I just go right into contacts on the contact app.
Oh, cool.
Yes, it's cool. I do like it. So, and they they have a little to-do for you, which is just a reminder if folks have new jobs or, some other reminders that you normally have, birthdays, which yesterday for my birthday, Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to them yesterday.
You did it quite a bit. But yesterday, and for that birthday, that was the first time that I received so many LinkedIn birthday with messages.
Wow.
I can't tell you how many dozens. It's just like, what is this?
You're so popular.
It was Google Plus. Mm-hmm. It was LinkedIn. And then it was Facebook. And then, of course, Twitter, because you kind people were telling everybody. I thought my phone was going to totally blow up.
Well, you are so popular and so,
I'm so popular.
I can't say that I'm surprised at all.
You're so funny. Okay. So we covered the apps that had come to me that we were going to talk about on the show. So
I haven't got a bunch of it.
I know you've got a bunch. You have new ones.
Well, it's. I think I mentioned it in Geek It Out a long time ago, but it sort of piggybacks on this, which is why I asked the question about Here on Biz. And this is for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and it actually has a web sync for your desktop, and it's called Scan Biz Card. And so literally somebody hands you their business card, you set it down on the table, you snap a picture of it, and it automatically pulls in all of their information, so their name, you know, whatever they have on there, where they work, their phone number, et cetera. And you can, you know, supplement it if you need to. You can write a note about, you know, where you are, where you met them, to add them as a contact to your phone, or you can just store them in the app. But the neat thing is that it pulls in their email address, and if that email address is associated with their LinkedIn, or I think even some of their other social channels, but I know LinkedIn for a fact, then you can click one button and request to connect with them on LinkedIn so that you don't forget to do it later.
I like that one. I had that one. I think it was that one I had, but my phone kind of went crazy a few weeks ago, so I took it into the Apple store and just said to take everything off of it, and I restored it, but it didn't restore my app, so I have to go back in and manually add them, and I don't see that I have that one, so I have to bring it back.
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing. I had to do the exact same thing. I'm loading up on all my apps for next week, like my trip apps, all these kinds of things, so we'll have to touch base and think up all of our travel apps.
Yeah, well, there's several. So tell me about, I don't know if you're ready to tell me about this last one that you did earlier tonight, the Keek, what is it, Keek?
Keek?
K-E-E-K?
Yeah, so actually this morning, the Baltimore Business Journal had a crash course on social media, and I wasn't able to attend, but I'm the co-organizer of the Baltimore Social Media Group, and we had a table there. So my co-organizer was there, and I thought, well, at least I could tweet along. So I'm tweeting along with the hashtag, and one of the presenters was talking about a couple of other things for exactly our topic tonight, for doing stuff for events. And Keek, K-E-E-K, was the one I didn't recognize. I'm like, oh, gosh, people know about things that I don't. This is what's going on. So, I had to click on it. And I really like it. It's pretty much exactly like Vine, which I can't really say that for sure because I don't have Vine since it's not available for Android yet.
Mm.
The difference is this one you hit 36 seconds instead of the 6 to 8 seconds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for 36 seconds, and it uploads to the site. You do it with your phone, and then you can share it to Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr automatically. You get an embed link for a website or a blog, and it actually gives you a hyperlink that you could then take and put on Pinterest or Google Plus or wherever you want to do it. So I actually did a quick one before the show, doing a little like preview commercial for the show tonight. So you can see it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/socialgeekradio. Just a little intro I did there. So I think I'm going to take advantage of this while we're there and do little 36-second clips of
everything. The only thing with the Keek, and you did this, and I was not at home. So mm-hmm. I looked at it from Facebook, but it said in order to see this message, mm-hmm. you have to download Keek, which only took a second.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. So I could not see it on Facebook until I downloaded it. And the option is download or I already have it. So once I downloaded it and I went back to the Facebook message and I hit play, I was able to view it. So that's just something people should be aware of.
I thought it was something really cool, but that is annoying.
Well, I mean, anyone that's going to want to see those messages are geeky enough to want to download a new app anyway. So I'd say
hey. Oh, yeah, I didn't realize that. I guess because when I was telling people about it today and then they were doing the videos and then I could see them right away, but I guess it's because I was still logged in.
Right. Now, I have not looked at it from my face. You know, maybe if I'm looking at it from my computer, that's not a problem. So we'll just have to go back and test that.
Yeah, I will. I'll test that. We'll keep you all posted.
Okay.
So what else we got? Oh, Storify. You're the Storify queen, so I'll let you remind everybody else about that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I forgot I've got to do up Storify tonight. So Storify, Storify. And again, that was something that you introduced a long time ago on Social Geek Radio. But it's really great for pulling the tweets and the messages, YouTube videos, Flickr, messages that are, you know, any photos that are on Flickr. But it's great after an event, and I did it for IFA, and I'll do it for Fran Camp as well, is that you just take the day's worth of tweets and hashtags and put it into a Storify. Now, what I like about Storify, too, is that you can embed your own information. It doesn't have to be only the tweets. You can queue up, you know, speakers or content and generate quite a it can be very lengthy. I don't know what the total amount of pages that you're allowed, but I've seen some that are just like 25, 30 pages long because it's a very long event.
Yeah, I know. I ran into a problem when I tried to do one for some conference I went to. And I waited too long to do it. It, like, only went back 3 days.
Yes.
So I had to do it. I was wishing I had done it right away instead of waiting because I was only able to get, like, the first day and a half or something.
Yes. Yeah. And actually with Social Geek Radio, because I usually do one every Wednesday night, that one time I waited until the next day and I couldn't find the tweets.
Yeah.
So it is something to try to do. And then if it is if a lot of people are tweeting, I would say, you know, if you can pull Storify together and just keep it running and then publish it. But I like Storify. That's a good one.
Yeah. I need to use that more. I see you do it, and I'm always like, oh, that one's been perfect for this, and then I forgot it. I really need to, like, bring it back on my radar somehow.
Mm-hmm. The only time it's not efficient is that if you go to an event – that you're the only one that's being social at that event, and it's all you. But you can certainly use, you can archive it, and you can embed it, you know, in a blog. So, you know, there's your blog. This is what I learned.
Exactly. I mean, that's super easy instead of having to do like a whole recap, in my opinion. I mean, it's just as effective for having, well, people probably rather read short chunks like that instead of reading whole paragraphs anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying that you use tweets for note-taking when you go to conferences. So this is just taking it that next level. You just pull all your notes into Storify.
Exactly. It's brilliant. I'm going to use it next week. I'm not going to forget it.
Okay. So I know, I was thinking earlier today, it's like I should have been writing all of them down. What's another one that we like to use pre-events or during events?
Well, I remember you had on the Blog Talk Radio description about interviewing speakers and event coordinators beforehand, something we had talked about doing as a kind of a good lead-up to events. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, that's the Google Plus. So using Google Plus and then recording that.
Did we talk about doing some of that? Maybe you will, of course, have your video camera in hand at all times.
Oh, well, sure. And our phones, now you have the Droid, so you're going to have to help educate me with the Droid. But with the iPhone, it takes really good videos. And I've done videos, well, you know, I pull out and that iPhone and flip a video at any time, or used to be my flip camera, to catch interviews. And I'm hoping that next week while we're in Frank Camp, we can certainly capture some audience members, you know, what'd you think about that session, or and throw them on Facebook. Now, we could do a couple right there on the phone or the iPad and put it right on Facebook.
Okay.
Via Facebook. We can use the Facebook tools. Imagine that.
Yeah. I just said something today about a new... Oh, that was no. Oh, it was new in-stream video ads are coming to Facebook, which I thought would severely make me mad if I'm rolling through my Facebook stream and I'm seeing video ads that would, if they like automatically play. I don't know. That might be enough to make me stop using my news feed.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know about that. So I just saw that it was coming, and I didn't read much more about it because I didn't want to be mad. So maybe enough people, you know, usually with Facebook stuff, if enough people are mad about it, they'll decide not to do it. So hopefully that's the case.
Okay. And I've seen that we're getting tweets from Dana, who's, I don't think, listening right now. So I'm going to have to reply to him and ask him, where is he? okay. So...
Oh, you know what else? Oh, shoot, I was just thinking about this. Totally lost it.
You can't lose it.
Oh, no, I remember. Are we live streaming Frank Camp with Ustream this year?
No. They are going to capture most of the sessions on video, but I think it will then be streamed on the IFA channel, TV channel, at later. So, but Beige Anderson, who I think you've met, and Liz Anderson will be there filming, which they do a great job. And AK, they are actually can capture a video commercial. So I think you've probably seen my video from IFA where they set up a booth and they did videos. They called it, you know, Why You Campaign. So you and I, hello, I'm telling you this now. And everybody can hear it. We're going to capture a video to say, why listen to Social Geek Radio?
Oh, I think that's a brilliant idea.
That's our own commercial. So, yes, so they'll be there, and they do a great job. So no Ustream, but Ustream is one that I've used for Fran Camp and then for just business network meetings, which it really is easy, and it's free.
Yeah. I like that. But, yeah, it's good. I think I've seen a couple of other live streaming video things coming up recently, but Ustream seems to be the most popular. I know there's Justin TV.
Yeah.
Are you before?
I've not. I went to Ustream. I tried to use Justin TV before I went to Frank Camp 2 years ago, and I decided that Ustream was easier, and it worked with my iPad and worked with my laptop, so I just stuck with that. Yeah. Now, you just tweeted something earlier, too, and I think it can be used for conferences. Is PicMonkey? Because I've been using that a lot lately.
Oh, yeah. I've been using that a lot for just putting any type of text overlay on top of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just a way to, like, especially for Frank Camp, pictures from old Frank Camp, just to kind of put it out there and maybe put the Frank Camp hashtag over top of it or the link where people can register. Something like that. It's just to build excitement. I think if you can, like, see other people doing, you know, whether, you know, whether they're sitting there and listening to a speaker or whatever, you can kind of place yourself there. So, put a little call to action over top of your pictures is fun.
Yep, I like it. It's come quite handy because you download it and then you can, you know, recycle it and use it on different platforms.
Yeah, I think a lot of this is going to be all about sort of repurposing and recycling during and after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, a lot of what we've talked about has been kind of for stuff during. I'm trying to think of other ideas for promoting events leading up to events through social media.
We talked about the tweet up, so we can talk about the different tools or different mm-hmm. platforms to promote the events. You've got the Tweetvite that you can use for that, but then there's Evite.
Yeah.
I mean, is it called Evite? I mean, there's different ways to the Google Plus has mm-hmm. events. Then you have Facebook who has events,
mm-hmm.
and you have Evite or Event or whatever that is. You can do it that way. And what I have found that when you have something like a tweet up or even the Charity Miles Walk, I'm catching different audiences on the different platforms. So I went ahead and put events on Google Plus and Facebook. And then an event page, and I found that I've got different people who have registered on all three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's totally true. With any doing anything on the social networks, you can't just limit yourself to one because you're going to miss an audience.
Right.
So you got to get out there. But I have found Facebook events seem to be ever increasing in popularity, especially because if you do it through a page, Facebook is suggesting events to people based on what their friends like and the pages that they're following. So even if somebody didn't necessarily go to, say, the Fran Camp Facebook page, but they liked the Facebook page, or I believe even if one of their friends liked the Facebook page, they could see it pop up in their Facebook events as a suggested event.
Right. And if you say that you're going, you get reminders.
Yeah.
So I like that, too, because sometimes they forget. Especially if it's a you know, online event, which I've seen a lot of people schedule events on Facebook that's not physical events, and then you get a reminder pop up. It's like, oh, I need to log into that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always good. But yes, we have different audiences, and that's how we caught Deb Dobson, who hadn't seen it on Google Plus or on Twitter because we're connected on Twitter, but then she saw it on Google Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And they took events away from LinkedIn, so I was disappointed when that happened.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize that. I think a lot of people preach that you should use the LinkedIn event.
Yeah, it's not there.
So I was just reading a blog post today that was from March, and I know it went away in November. And this is a very, very, very prominent blogger for the nonprofit world,
mm-hmm.
and she was blogging about doing events social media for nonprofits. And her tip right in there was, you know, using LinkedIn events is one of the places you absolutely positively must put. And she even did a hyperlink. And I'm like, and she put the new LinkedIn event. So I was like, oh, she knows about, you know, they brought it back or they revamped it or something. And I clicked on it and she linked to a post from another blogger from 2011. I'm like, well,
ooh.
Yeah, it's still around then. Like, how do you write a post in March of 2013, linked to a blog post in 2011, not even know that it's still there. And she had closed the comments on her blog post, so I couldn't tell her. But I'm going to track her down.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
So.
Yeah, and you should call her out. And politely, but yes, call her out because that... Yes, because then other people are going to follow and it's wrong. You know, we haven't mentioned creating graphics, which I, you know, most events have a graphic. Frank Camp had a graphic, but one of the things you had showed us again on Geeking Out was, is it called ThingLink? ThingLink? Mm-hmm. When you make them hyperlinks in the graphic? That's always fun. Because you send it to your Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or whatever. So it's ThingLink.
Yeah, and I was just reading today, actually, that you can, I think you can auto-import your Instagram images into ThingLink. So if you want to enhance your Instagram image, and you can't send them back to Instagram, so they're not going to be any different on Instagram. But if you want to then push those out elsewhere on the web with some hyperlinks in them, I think it's a one-touch deal now.
So if we'll be using Instagram, I'm sure. And Instagram now you can use hashtags and can't you tag people?
Yes. You can you can tag people using the at sign just like you do on Facebook or Twitter.
So we have to remind everybody that, you know, Instagram and when they're taking the pictures and tagging and posting on posting everywhere.
Yeah.
If they tag somebody on Instagram, do they have to be following you to be able to tag?
No, you can tag anybody you want. For instance, a lot of people are doing a lot more cool things with Instagram contests now. But there was a contest the other day where I was participating in where you had to take a picture of a celebrity that you thought was doing well fitness-wise or was inspiration fitness-wise. And I was trying to think outside the box, all the usual celebrities. So I picked Jenna Wolf from The Today Show because I love her. So hi, Jenna. Thing right now. And I found her on Instagram, and I was able to tag her. She didn't respond to me, sadly, but it let me do it, and it was a live link through to her page. So. I know, I'm not cool.
Okay, so, and then I like Flickr. I like to pull my pictures and put them in Flickr, but I don't know if it's popular, or certainly not as popular as Instagram now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I honestly never really got into Flickr just because I didn't do a lot of pictures until Instagram came around, so then I didn't have the need to do two. But I do see Flickr pictures pop up a lot when I'm doing Google searches, so I think it's probably good for search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably just for people who are looking for images to be able to use their own books. So I don't know if that's the right benefit there.
Just another platform to have, and it's like, okay. We could also use Animoto.
Yes, I love that one, and I did one of them for when I was on the social media team for the Baltimore Grand Prix. I did one afterwards. Everybody thought it was the coolest thing ever. It was so easy. So yeah, we should definitely do one of those after Grand Camp.
Well, and I don't think my daughter-in-law is listening, but I was thinking about putting one. You know, we've got Mother's Day coming up, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I think Animoto, it would be a great one to use for Mother's Day. And then, of course, we'll use it for FrameCap.
Brilliant.
Yeah, let's decide. Certainly the Charity Miles walk, we should get some really good pictures of the Walk of Atlanta, and we can send that to Gene Charity Miles. I think he would like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Sure, they would put that on their blog and send it out.
Very good. So we talked about Ustream, about live streaming, if we wanted to do that.
I can talk about two more things. That one we talked about last week, and one we talked about a couple shows before. But in terms of displaying tweets and Instagram pictures at the event, So you can use the regular, like, Twitter call or tweet. I think tweet chat is what we had at Brand Camp that I was at before. That was up there, sort of a live stream of tweets. But you have your invisibletweets.com where you can go and you can put in the hashtag, and it's kind of a animation of the tweets kind of floating on the screen. I think it does different colors, things like that. So you could have that like on a projector screen, which would be kind of cool with the tweet.
I like that one. I think what I'll do is I'll set up the iPad, or I'll set something up so that people can see the tweets.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the one that we talked about last week on the show was the Eventstagram, or is Eventstagr.am. And that was the one for a live stream of Instagram photos using the hashtag that you were just talking about. So, you know, I'm not sure if our audience is going to be doing too many Instagram photos, but actually I was talking to somebody today for Artscape Baltimore, which is there's like an art festival here that's coming up in July where they have a whole bunch of vendors and artisans and so forth. And they have all these large screens all over the place. And I know, I mean, everybody's walking through there just taking all sorts of Instagram photos of the vendors, the music and stuff. I thought that would be really cool for an event like that. So I think they're going to look that up.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Trying to look to see if there's any tweets coming through of any suggestions of things that folks use. You know, we're going to finish the show and say, "Ah, we forgot to tell everybody about."
No.
I don't know what it was. I'm forgetting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to. Well, if anybody's interested in how I'm going to live blog.
Oh yes, I do want you to talk about that.
Yeah. So it literally will be through the blog in addition to Twitter. Whether it'll be your blog or my blog, we can, you know, let people know later. But it's actually a plugin that I use through WordPress that's just called Live Blog that lets you keep going back into the same post and sort of keeps the running feed. But it, you know, it'll pop it up every time you do that, so people can kind of keep that blog page open and see what you're writing. So you can get, of course, obviously longer than 140 characters. So you can impart more information to people who want to follow you on the go than if you're tweeting. So yeah, that's just a WordPress plugin.
Very good. It's just called Live Blog.
Yeah. Yeah, I used it. It worked out quite well. So I have to remember to reload it. Again, depending on whose blog I'm going to live tweet through. But because I remember I got the idea to do it at the first Brand Camp as I'm sitting there. And so then I was fervently trying to figure out which the best plugin was, and I needed to load it, and how it was going to work. So I missed a little bit of it. So I'm going to be prepared this time.
Yes, I know. I remember you sitting there finding that, and then I'm reading your blog. I was like, how are you doing that? Very good.
Yeah.
Well, and then Lori Windham, or Lori W. on Twitter, had suggested that should we ever want to move our podcast off of Blog Talk Radio, that imagine we might want to do that, that there is a plugin for WordPress to be able to do that. Not quite sure how that would work.
Oh, like a podcasting
plugin? And that would go right to the WordPress blog. The issue with that is that we don't have just a Social Geek Radio blog. Each of us have tabs on our websites for that. So how would that work? So I'm not quite sure. But it's certainly, if anybody else has used it, I'd be curious to see how that's done.
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting. I'm writing
that down. I'm taking notes tonight. Being prepared, all this thing, I'm like making my pre-Brand Camp checklist as we're doing the show. I know what I wanted to tell you, and this is kind of merging into Geek It Out, even though the whole show is pretty much been Geek It Out. So you retweeted this a little while before the show, I did a, if you have any questions for Francast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so this is something new I just learned about called Google Moderator. And you go to google.com/moderator. And the premise is exactly for what you would want it for this purpose is you're going to have an event, you're going to have a seminar, a conference, you're doing a training, anything that you would be doing where you want to get people to submit questions prior to so that you can answer them during whatever it is that you're doing. I literally just went in. It said create a name for your series, I think they're called. I put in Francast. I submitted a question to get the ball rolling. It gives you a URL, which I was then able to tweet out, and then people can come in and submit a question, and they can view other questions. And I think people can vote up and down questions, so if it's something that they want, they could just vote on mine or whoever instead of asking it again, so that then the people running the event know which questions to answer first and that thing. So I think this is really cool. And hidden in Google, in my opinion.
It is hidden. So can we put this, I'm looking at it now, your Google Moderator, Francast. Did you put this on Facebook yet? I mean, can...
No, I just tweeted out the link because I wanted to make sure I wasn't stepping on any toes.
Oh, you're not stepping, no, it's fine. So we'll just have, we'll have to test it out and see where else we can share it so that we can publicize this.
Yeah, it's a URL, so you can post it wherever you like. You can use Google Plus and everything.
Very good. Now, why isn't that publicized a little bit more on Google?
No idea. I 100% I remember how we stumbled upon it today. I was like, what? I'm like, what else is Google hiding from me?
I think they're waiting for us to publicize it for them. So we'll test it out. We seem to be really good at beta testing things.
Agreed.
And we either break it or it becomes very popular.
That's right. You heard it here first, guys.
That's right.
Moderator.
It was absolutely heard here first. That's good. Because this could become a Jack Munson for his panel. He's really hoping to get some questions from the audience and not meaning just the live audience, the Twitter audience, the Google Plus audience. So,
cool. For our individual speakers before theirs, that would be awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a good tool to take the link and put it into, like, a LinkedIn discussion. Because they have the polls, but I think this is even better than the polls because this is them creating their own questions.
All right. So then, and you may have just said this, but I'm sitting here looking at it. So if I actually am here and I put the question in, where's that question go? Oh, here. It says view questions. Is it just one series long stream?
Let me see here.
Here's your question. What has been the most successful way that franchisees are getting people to like their Facebook pages?
I don't see your question.
I didn't put one in. I'm sorry. I just was looking for the questions.
No, it's not working.
Sorry.
And I guess, I don't know if because I started it, if I'm going to get some sort of email notification when new questions come in, or if it's just the type of thing where, you know, anybody can just check the link. Because there was nothing really official. It literally just said name series. I put in Francast, and then I was off to the races.
We will test it.
Yeah, and it does have an option here where you can export. It says you can export the series as a CSV file. So I guess you can export all of the questions.
Well, I just submitted a question, so I'd just be curious so you can start testing it and figure out how you can.
I see it now.
Oh, okay.
I see it now.
My question has been submitted. Okay.
Yes, so it says I can post a response, or I can, the nice thing, too, is I can share it. So I could share just your question if I wanted to. And it automatically lets me do it via email, Facebook, Twitter, or Google Plus, or I can share the entire
presentation view. Oh, I like this. Okay, and they have a whole presentation view. So if you're, this would have been really good at a conference like 2 years ago when I was doing a conference and we were having the audience submit. It was doing like a poll and surveys. So this could be up on the big screen. Good.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to share that one. Let's see. How much time? I had to go back to my notes. Okay, so we still have like about 9 minutes left.
I have a couple of other geek it out things, but they're not necessarily pertaining to events.
I think we've pretty much covered events. I mean, the only platform we did not cover is Pinterest, and not quite sure. I mean, I have a Fran Camp Pinterest board where I've put things there, but I don't know if there's going to be a lot of pinnable information going on at Fran Camp. Any tips you have for using Pinterest, or is that just one we probably won't be using?
Well, the only thing I've seen or read a lot about people using Pinterest for events is for event planning. So if you have multiple people involved with the planning process, you would create a group board, and then everybody could pin, you know, and this goes back, you know, early stages planning, too, where you're, you know, pinning ideas for the location and the hotels. And,
right.
And then that could be even, I think, can you do private group boards? I know you can do three secret boards where nobody else can see it, but I don't know if you can make those group boards or not, actually.
I don't think so.
So it would be public, but then, if you can't. But then, you know, you can do like a speaker bio board and things like that, which would be sort of pre-event type thing. So, again, not necessarily for during the events, although you could, you know, take your pictures of the speakers and still upload those there. But a lot of pre-planning, I think, would be a good reference site, and then the group board for the collaboration.
Very good. I think we pretty much have covered it all for events, planning, post-sharing.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a geek it out or two that you might want to share? And I guess we really do have to cue the music. Let me find it. Let me find the music so you can dance to it. There you go. And he's done.
Okay. All right. Well, the two I have that we haven't covered from my list. The first one is kind of fun, and it's for people who use Instagram often. It's called Morning Pics. So it's morningpics.com, and it's P-I-C-S. Okay. So morningpics.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the site, and you sign in with your Instagram credentials. And you get a daily email, and it just picks one of your Instagram photos to send to you. And it's totally random, and it'll tell you this is from 83 days ago, which is kind of I've had mine up for about 2 or 3 weeks. I enjoy seeing my daily picture. It's like, those are my birthday cupcakes. The Ravens from the Super Bowl. It makes me my happy moment for the day.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I don't use Instagram. Maybe like once a week or so. I'm not using as often as you are.
Well, I kind of switched. My own account has kind of fallen by the wayside, and I've been Instagramming through the Two Geeky Girls account.
I've seen this.
It stinks because I would like to do both. I don't want to abandon mine, but it's a pain in the neck to have to log in and out of each one. On Twitter, I can easily switch back and forth between accounts without having to log in. Instagram, you just can't. So to manage it like a quote-unquote business account and a personal account, it is really irritating. Instagram, if you're listening, or Facebook, if you're listening. I'm going to need you to make that a little bit easier.
And I think they are listening.
And can I tell you the other thing that irritates me about Instagram while we're on the topic?
What's
up? When you tag, and I know I've talked about this before when they first started doing it. So, like, if I want to push my Instagram post through to Twitter, So I'm going to tag somebody with their Twitter handle because I know it's going to go through when I'm on Instagram. If they have a different Twitter handle than they do an Instagram handle, it gets all screwed up. It'll go ahead and find whoever that person is on Twitter because it's pulling from there. It's all, and then sometimes it drops the at sign if it's the same, and it, like, never does it right. So I wish Instagram would have just not messed with it, and I wish people could have the same. That's the problem. People need to have the same username on Instagram as they do on Twitter.
I started to say I do, but I do not, no.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, so if I wanted to tag you, I have to decide, do I want to tag you your Instagram account or do I want to tag your Twitter account? But if I tag your Instagram account and somebody happens, I know they don't in your case, but somebody happens to have your Instagram account handle as a Twitter account, then when it goes through Twitter, it's going to tag a completely different person. There's some food for thought.
It is food for thought, yes. They should. Yeah. You need to think about that.
And when people get birth certificate nowadays, they should get Twitter handles and Instagram handles. For their entire life, everybody has the same handle for everything.
You know, we do laugh, but we do know that people are naming their children based on whether that URL is available or not. So
I'm totally going to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to have. I want to make sure that it's available on Twitter before I can name my child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The other one I have is interesting. It's from a Facebook app site called CoolMojito.com. And I shared this before. Like, this was from way back when you could still have Facebook landing pages, and default Facebook landing pages and stuff.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, CoolMojito.com. But this one is a subset of that or a kind of a subpage on there. It's CoolMojito.com/CoolPost. And the premise with this one is you can essentially post on Facebook a contact form that has live fields. So I wanted to demonstrate on Facebook so I could tell everybody about it, but I couldn't think of something to do on our Social Geek Radio page where we needed to put contact information. So I figured I'd do a plug for FitDesk. So if you go to facebook.com/FitDesk, you can see the most recent post on there. It says powered by Cool Mojito, but the image to the link has a little play button. And if you click on the little play button, it opens the contact form right there on Facebook, and there are actually live fields. So the person can, so you can do this for a contest. I set it up for the e-newsletter, you know, anything that you'd want to put contact information for. And you just, the person can go ahead and fill in those fields right there on Facebook without having to leave anywhere. It doesn't even open up a new app page or anything. Boom, it's all done. It is a paid for service, but you can get it for 14 days. So.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm looking at the FitDesk one.
Yeah. So, we'll see. But I thought that was interesting because I haven't kind of seen a dynamic post. Like, I know if you click on a video, the video will open up, so they must be using some sort of code that ties into the way a video works to make it open like that. So it's like a dynamic post that you can type right into there. So it seems super tricky, but I'm going to try it for 14 days, and I'll report back to everybody.
Cool. So, okay, I'm testing it out for you.
Thank you.
Oh, and she's telling us it's time to go.
Well,
okay. All right. Well, then save any geek it out. So, you know, AK, and I'm doing this live on the show. Next Wednesday, we are going to be quite busy. We're going to be at Frank Camp. We're going to have to think about what we're going to do. Or we're going to do a show from Atlanta.
That's right.
We'll let everybody know that on our Facebook
page. We will figure it out. We will let everybody know. Yeah.
Okay. On that note, we will tell everybody good night, and I will talk to you later this week and see you not too far from now.
Bye. I know. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see y'all live.
Thanks, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Don't show me.